Hello and welcome to the Supercast. I'm your host, Superintendent Anthony Godfrey. She is a two-time state champion female wrestler in Utah, a five-time All-American, and has placed in the top six at three national wrestling competitions. On this episode of the Supercast, meet Copper Hills High senior Anya Hatch, who is also a World Wrestling Top 10 champion. To make her story even more incredible, Anya joined the sport of female wrestling just shy of 2 years ago. How is she accomplishing so much in such a short amount of time? Let's find out. We're here with Anya Hatch, a female wrestler here in Jordan School District, who has been traveling the world showing people her skills. Anya, thanks for taking time to talk with me today.
Yeah, of course.
Tell me about what got you into wrestling.
What got me into wrestling? At first, I did volleyball, and then my sophomore year, my dad, wrestling came out, for Utah, because, it wasn't a thing. And, he asked me to come out, and at first I was like, no. And then he asked me again, and I was like, fine, I'll come try it out. So I went, and, I told myself I was going to just practice for a week and, I'm done. I'm out.
Yeah.
And so...
Your dad, knowing you, probably knew better than to think that you were only going to do it for a week.
At first, I was like, no. There's no way I'm going to touch someone else. I cannot be physical.
Volleyball is not a contact sport.
Uh-huh. Volleyball is, a
bump,
team
set,
thing.
Spike. It seems
yeah.
very,
mm-hmm.
Aggressive,
it
but
is.
Organized. And yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. And just knowing that, I have to do this by myself, I didn't want to. But a week passed, and, I was really interested. What caught my attention was just the moves and just making new friends.
Did you feel in the very first week that you did it, could you tell that you had some talent for it?
Yes, I did. When I first started, I didn't know what I was doing, but I'm, a really fast learner. For a lot of people, it was difficult, and for me, it just came naturally.
Yeah, I can tell you that athletic events for me do not come naturally. I have to think about every single move. Nothing seems natural. So I'm always envious of people like you who are able to just jump in and pick up a sport, volleyball, wrestling. What other sports do you participate in?
When I was 7, 8-year-old, yeah, I played soccer. And then when I got to my freshman or sophomore year, I did track. So yeah. Soccer, track, and volleyball, and wrestling.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Not to say it doesn't take a lot of hard work, but it's great when you have that natural ability to mm-hmm. kind of connect with what you're supposed to be doing. So
yeah.
What are some of the things that you've learned? You've only done this for less than 2 years, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the things you've learned as a wrestler.
As a wrestler, I learned it's tough. It mentally gets me stronger. I learned that. A lot, because I'm mentally preparing by myself when it comes to a match, and I'm not used to that, because for volleyball it's a team thing. If I'm if I'm just playing by myself, then it's not gonna work out.
Right.
But for wrestling, I'm mentally preparing, and sometimes I warm up by myself. When I travel, I don't have a partner, so I'm just warming up by myself. And yeah,
when you're on a volleyball team and you're looking at other team members, you're analyzing what happened, what went right, what went wrong. But when you're on your own on the wrestling mat, all you can do is look inside.
Yeah.
Try to figure out mm-hmm. what you need to do differently.
What I need to do, yeah.
What's your favorite move in wrestling?
My favorite move is head throws and a double blast.
A double blast?
Yeah.
You got to tell me what a double blast is. It sounds like a drink at 7-Eleven.
A double blast is where, I'm, running through their legs, but as I'm running through, I'm picking up, but I'm level changing, and I'm double blasting.
So you're running through, picking them up, and lowering?
Yes, I'm lowering my level change, and I'm double blasting through.
Stay with us when we come back, more with Anya Hatch.
Hello, I'm Tracy Miller, president of the Jordan School District Board of Education. There are 7 members on the Board of Education, 1 in each voting district. We are committed to listening and serving our constituents as we work together to provide the best possible learning environment for the students we serve. As members of the Jordan Board of Education, we believe it is our duty and responsibility to increase student achievement, provide parents with the choices they deserve and desire, recognize and reward quality in educators, empower school leaders through policy governance and professional development, and communicate with the public, legislators, business leaders, cities, and parents. We invite you to get to know the board member who represents you in your voting district. And please join us at our monthly board meeting held on the 4th Tuesday of every month, or listen from the comfort of your home on our live stream. For more information and to find your board member, visit jordandistrict.org. With parent and community input and support, we will continue our work to give students every opportunity to succeed in Jordan District schools and beyond. Thank you for your support. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Now we have your dad here. So that I don't make you brag about yourself, I'm going to let your dad brag about all of the titles and trophies you've been winning.
Thank you. Yeah, she Anya's very, very humble that way. She doesn't like to talk about herself. In fact, she gets really embarrassed. One of the funny things is being her coach and father at the same time, people always joke because whenever she wins a championship, she walks off the podium, comes right down and hands me the medal and walks off like she doesn't even care about it and tells me to put it in her drawer at home. So. This last year was special for Anya. She became a 3-time All-American last year, or this last summer. She competed in Folkstyle Nationals in Colorado Springs, Freestyle Nationals in Las Vegas, Nevada, and in the World Team, United States World Team Trials in Dallas, Texas. And she placed top 6 at all 3. Wow. If you place top 8, they're considered an All-American, so she's a 3-time All-American this year. She had the opportunity to go down to Las Vegas and live down there for 3 months training with a club, where they went and competed with the Mexican Olympic team, where she, in about 25 seconds, pinned her Olympic component from Mexico. Wow. But they were down there for about 10 days training and just learning and growing and everything. And then when she, of course, went to Rome, she didn't place top 3, which she was really trying hard to do, but she placed top 10. She took 10th at the World Championships in Rome.
Wow.
But I think the biggest accomplishment she had there was 5 weeks before she went to Rome, she was in the Western States National Finals here in Farmington, Utah.
Hmm.
And that's the double blast that she was talking about to you about earlier. She came down kind of awkwardly. She was beating the girl from Hawaii that she was wrestling, but she came down awkwardly and dislocated her right arm so bad that they had to air cast it, and we had to go to the emergency room. The doctors had to put her under to put it back in place.
Wow.
And so that was literally 5 weeks before she was getting on the airplane to Rome. And a lot of people were like, there's no way she's not going to be able to compete. She's not going to be ready. And so just through a lot of...
Yeah, people were like, you're crazy. You're not going to. She's not going to. Yeah.
A lot of healing and a lot of prayers, just a lot of different things, right? I mean, it looked like she had a baseball in her elbow.
Wow.
5.5 weeks later, she stepped on the mat in Rome, taped up like no other, and just said, I'm going to go for it. And she went out and... She lost a match to a girl from Croatia who had just finished winning the bronze medal in the European Championships, and wow. She lost a close match to her. And that right there was, for us, was the biggest victory of all, is that she made it. She went out. She never made any excuses, and she just went out and competed hard. But outside the international travel, she's a 2-time state champion here in Utah. She's a senior this year, so she'll be trying to get her
third. And
I'm going to
make it 3.
You're going to make it 3?
I'm going to make it 3.
I like your chances.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Now tell me about training in Las Vegas, first of all. You were there for how long?
I was there for 3 months.
Wow.
Actually, it ended up being 4 months.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so tell me what a training looks like that. Get up maybe 11:30, watch some Netflix for a couple of hours.
No, we don't have
stop
time to
stop by In-N-Out Burger. No?
No, I wish we had that. But
okay.
We had 3 sessions every day. And it was tough for me because I'm a relaxed person. I like to watch Netflix, eat. I'm like a big snack eater, and I couldn't have that in Vegas. So like I was cutting hard down there, and I struggled.
Yeah. So tell me about what conditioning looks like.
Our conditioning is, so first we start off with warm-ups, and then we do sprinting drills. Like, we do sprawl, sprint, and then like sprawl, shot, sprint, and then we're doing drills where we're working a move over and over and over and over and over again. And then our workouts go off like go for 2 hours, and then we have a next session. We have three sessions, and it's like 2 hours, 2 hours, 2 hours.
What do you do to get psyched up before a match? Is there music you listen to, or something you repeat in your head, or something you tell yourself? What do you do to prepare moments before competition?
I think positive. Like, I tell myself, like, I think in my head, like, wrestling. Like, when I'm wrestling, I'm winning. So I'm like, in my head, I'm wrestling.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, I like that.
We've got an incredible lady that's over at Utah USA Wrestling by the name of Geneva Gray, and she taught these girls a year ago that as they're getting prepared for their matches, what Anya's talking about is to go through some actual matches in your head with you winning and what moves you're going to do and how you're going to beat the next girl.
Now, by doing that and going over the moves in your head and then having repeated those moves over and over, does the muscle memory kick in? And,
yeah.
And when it's time to do it, you just know right what to do, and you just click into that mode?
Yeah.
Tell me what it's like competing in Rome. Is that your first international competition?
Yes, it is.
To take top 10 in a world competition the first time you're competing out of the country, that's pretty special.
Mm-hmm.
Did they do like in Hoosiers and measure the mat so that you can see that it's the same size?
No, their mat was really different. It was really slippery.
Oh, it was different.
It was different.
Okay.
It was slippery. It wasn't a normal mat that we usually have at every tournament. It was like a mat, and then like it was like foam under, and then like something over it, like a cover. And it was very slippery. So like when we did warm-ups over there, like I would slip.
How did you adjust?
I just didn't think about it. I didn't worry about it. So I just did what I had to do.
Good. That's impressive. Tell me about traveling to Rome. What did you think of Rome?
I thought Rome was really beautiful. I love the pizza. It's great. Sorry, I had to bring up pizza.
Did you get some pasta as well?
Yes. It's like amazing.
That's good.
The best part.
It's great that you got to have that experience combined with wrestling.
Other than the food, I went on tours, like about the Colosseum, and it was just like amazing because in high school I would learn about the Colosseum and like be like amazed, and like I was just like so amazed because like I'm right there in front of it, like it was just so cool.
Now, you were representing the country of Tonga while you were there, is that right?
Yes, I was.
That's awesome. And were there other wrestlers from Tonga? Because I understand you're the first to achieve that level, or are you the first from Tonga to compete at all at that competition?
I'm the first woman to ever compete for Tonga.
Well, congratulations on that. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what's in the future? What's next for you?
I think I'm still going to be going out to, like, national stuff, and I'm not sure what college I'm going to go to, but I am thinking of going to college and wrestling.
So national competitions for the time being and looking forward to college from there.
Mm-hmm.
There is one big competition coming up that she's still trying to figure out and decide on, but they have what's called the Oceanic Games.
Okay.
Which is every country is divided up into a region for the Olympics.
Right.
So, for example, not every country can just send a woman to the Olympics to wrestle, right? There's only 16 women that qualify to go to the Olympics every 4 years.
Sure.
And so Tonga is part of the Pacific Island group that includes Africa and Australia. And so in May, on May 26th, in Sydney, Australia, is the Oceanic Games where you pre-qualify for the Olympics for your region. And so we're still figuring that out. We're still trying to figure out if that's something she really wants to do. But that would be the next international event if she decides. But we've got national events in high school coming up soon, in less than a month,
mm-hmm.
that we're excited about.
Yeah.
I was going to ask about the Olympics and see if that was something on your radar.
But I've been thinking
about it. Just have to think through whether that's
where you
want to go.
Yes, I have been thinking.
Tell me about your dad helping you discover wrestling and become a wrestler.
He's been really supportive, and I love that about him. Just having him there when I'm here competing just really, like, helps me a lot. Like, not overthink. It makes me work harder because I know my dad's watching, you know? And I just,
How does it feel to have her competing at this level?
It's great. I mean, I was a wrestler in high school. I had college opportunities when I was coming out of high school. when my oldest son back in 2008 came out of West Hills Middle School, I said, "Hey, Dad, the wrestling team is having tryouts. Can I wrestle?" I was a little bit surprised, but I never really thought about it for my own kids. And so I got into coaching at Copper Hills back in 2008. And when all-girls wrestling came around and Principal Veazey and others came to Scott Pace and I and said, "Hey, will you guys start our new girls program?"
Yeah,
it was exciting for me to do a change, although I'd never coached girls before. I'd only coached boys for the last 13 years. And the first thing I thought of is, oh, my gosh, if I'm going to do this, then Anya's got to do it.
Yeah.
And so when we got her in there, I was hoping she'd stick with it. She never told me that she was planning on quitting after a week. She didn't tell me that until after she'd done really well. But, as a father, I'm super excited by her success. I mean, of course, you always want to see all of your children have success and whatever they whatever their life path is and what they choose to do. But I think more importantly, even than her athletic successes, which Anya's one of those kids that can pretty much do anything athletically. Yeah. I mean, I've had lacrosse coaches, girls football coaches, girls rugby coaches, you name it, call me and try and recruit her onto their teams when she's never even done it before.
Yeah.
But I think the most impressive thing, at least for me as a parent and as a father with her, is just who she is. I mean, she's just an amazing person. I mean, she's just a great kid. She's a wonderful daughter. She's loving. She endears people around her. She's a born leader. People are drawn to her just because of her personality.
Well, it's obvious talking to her that all of that is absolutely true. And it shows just in the way you approach your sport and the hard work that you've done. So congratulations on being who you are and on this new part of your athletic life.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us on another episode of the Supercast. Remember, education is the most important thing you'll do today. We'll see you out there.